Chairman Nunez was briefing members of the administration about an investigation of which they are the subject. If Speaker Ryan wants the House to have a credible investigation, he needs to replace Chairman Nunez.
So he wants you to quit the investigation. You're not going to do that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that the Democrats do want me to quit because they know that I'm quite effective at getting to the bottom.
All right, well, let's hope so, Congressman.
Let's hope so, Congressman. You tell him, Bill. 855-40-LAURA. Let's hope so, Congressman. I love it. O'Reilly. Oh, you got to love it. We have a lot to get to on the Laura Ingraham Show. 855-40-LAURA. Throughout the show, we're going to be collecting the best travel horror stories. And keep your anecdotes to your fellow passengers' behavior on flights. And we're talking, well, I just tweeted something out, which you have to look at. Drew, you have to look at the tweet I just sent, which is a montage of photos that shame other fellow passengers. Oh, no, it's some scary behavior on planes these days. Just the way people dress, the way they eat, the way they... How about makeout sessions on planes? You ever been that? Been sitting next to someone and the other people are making out? Oh, no, it's like, get a room, my friends. This is just... Honestly, this is not your... I don't know. I got to keep my comments clean here, but it is just gross. But we'll share those stories because a lot of people are getting ready for summer travel. You're planning maybe if you're fortunate enough to be traveling somewhere this summer. And we all just need to do better, behave better, dress better, speak better, be kind to the flight attendants. And it's amazing when you dress well on a plane, people treat you better. They really do. And a smile, a thank you goes a long way. So we can all do better, including yours truly. Joining us now, one of my absolute favorite people, love him, love him, love him, who was understanding the pull and the appeal of populist conservatism long before, frankly, Donald Trump or many others on the political scene. Governor Mike Huckabee from the great state, of course, originally from Arkansas, where he served as governor, and we just love him. Governor Huckabee, great to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Laura, and, you know, I paid a dear price for that populist view that that I held for many years. And, by the way, I saw you on Fox and Friends this morning. You were terrific,
Thank you, as always,
and what a pleasure to be back with you today.
Oh, it's fantastic, and we have so much ground to cover, including the predictable demonization of the Republican chairman of the House Intel Committee, Devin Nunes. Give us your take on what clearly is a coordinated hit on Nunes from the left-wing media, former Obama administration officials, and, of course, Adam Schiff and the Democrats.
The sad thing is that there's so much more concern about where Devin Nunes went to get information than there is about the information that he obtained. You know, there's been little concern from the Democrats that somebody inside the U.S. government illegally, let's not just go say unethically, it was certainly that, but illegally leaked information that very well may have been illegally obtained in direct violation of the Fourth Amendment against U.S. citizens. Not only did they get the information, but then they leaked it out, which by disclosure was a felony. Why aren't people worried about that? Look, if it can happen to the chairman of the House Intel Committee, if it can happen to the president-elect and ultimately the president and the people around him, do we not believe that the government, our government that we pay for, could not be snooping on us, using the information, storing it so that if some point we became a threat to their institutions, that they would not release it in order to destroy and smear us? I mean, this is, to me, one of the most direct threats to our great republic that we've ever seen in my lifetime.
And you remember, imagine if this were done to President Obama. And, they would be, I mean, Maxine Waters would be calling for the impeachment of whoever did this. I mean, or the prosecution. Instead, she's railing on about Trump's impeachment.
Well, of course, Maxine Waters is more entertaining than she is threatening. I mean, anybody who doesn't know the difference between Crimea and North Korea is hardly a credible...
They both end in an A, Governor Huckabee.
They rhyme.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I really hope that she becomes the chairman of the DNC someday, or maybe the minority leader for the House, because she is God's gift to the Republicans. But in the meantime, we do have a very serious threat, and that is that people inside the government are doing everything they can to try to destroy any effectiveness of Donald Trump's presidency. And this is alarming. It's alarming not because it's about Donald Trump. It's alarming because the one thing that we have to have is a government that has stability outside of the political process. Politicians come and go. Members of Congress come and go. Presidents come and go. The entrenched government bureaucracy has got to have at least a semblance of rising above the politics of the day. And bureaucrats, many of whom are great people, I think it's unfair to say all bureaucrats are evil people. The good ones understand their job is like that of a mechanic. You bring the car in, doesn't matter if it's a Ford or Chevrolet, they can work on it. If you want to raise taxes, they can help you do it. If you want to cut taxes, they can help you do it. But when the bureaucrats start wanting to design the cars, not work on them, now you've got a problem. And we, I guess I can put it this way, Laura, Houston, we've got a problem.
Oh, big time. And the leaks out of the administration and from various quarters in the administration started coming out early on. I mean, I saw this in early January. People were leaking information. And anytime you see the war of leaks coming out, you know that's not going to be a good dynamic. And every administration leaks. But boy, this started immediately, and it seemed very planned and, again, coordinated, and it will continue to be. This was a comment made this morning on the Today Show by Lindsey Graham about Devin Nunes.
The suspicion, as you well know, is that this information that supposedly vindicates President Trump came from the Trump administration. Right. Do you think it's fishy that he went over to the White House to get it?
Yeah, I think it's a little bizarre. The problem that he's created is he's gone off on a lark by himself, sort of an Inspector Clouseau investigation here, trying to find some unmasking information about collection incidental with the Trump campaign and some foreign agent outside of Russia.
You can always count on Lindsey Graham, can't you, Governor Huckabee?
I'm very disappointed in Lindsey. I sometimes wonder what uniform he puts on each morning when he goes out to the field to play. And I'm not just talking about the partisan uniform, but I think to bring that kind of criticism and to call the chairman of the House Intel Committee, who is a person of integrity, to call him an Inspector Clouseau, to use those kind of terms basically to diminish him, it's very unfortunate. It's demeaning. And frankly, it makes no sense, because he ought to be calling Devin Nunes and saying, Congressman, what do you have? Tell me what you know that you can tell me about, because we need to find out if there's something going on here that is nefarious. And frankly, I think we all know, at least most of us do, that something is rotten in Denmark. And I don't understand why there's not a greater outrage over the leaking of information out of the highest levels of U.S. intelligence. This is of grave concern, because if people who are supposed to be guarding our secrets are letting them go, Laura, I hate to use this word, but I don't know what else to use.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not treason? Is that not treason? When you work against your own government, you may not agree with your government, you may not like the people who have been elected to be above you, but there are two things that a person in government has to be able to provide: loyalty, confidentiality. And if you violate either one of those, you shouldn't be there. You should be fired.
We're talking to Governor Mike Huckabee here on the Laura Ingraham Show. Governor Huckabee, there is a trade war brewing inside the White House between rival camps. Donald Trump campaigned on bringing a fairer approach to U.S. trade from the way we deal with China. President Xi, of course, is coming this weekend, and he's going to spend time down in Mar-a-Lago with the president. But the way we deal with China and the WTO to NAFTA, and the way Mexico has pulled one over on us, even the Korean free trade deal has seen mounting trade deficits working against us year after year. What should President Trump think about as you have Gary Cohn from the, of course, Goldman Sachs, who's a smart guy, but is definitely not where Trump was during the campaign. And it looks like Cohn's gotten a lot more power inside the West Wing. And meanwhile, you have Bannon and Stephen Miller and the U.S. Trade Representative, who's still not gotten confirmed, Bob Lighthizer, who's phenomenal on trade. What should Trump be doing here on the trade issue?
I hope he listens to the people who brought him to the dance, because those are the people who represent the millions of Donald Trump supporters, not only the record number in the Republican primary, but also the ones from those traditionally Democrat blue states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, who elected Donald Trump. The fact is they didn't elect him to go and succumb to the Wall Street Journal school of trade, which is just open the borders, let the rich people get rich, and the workers get stepped on. He got elected by the people who knew that we were getting screwed, and he was elected to change it and fix it because that's what he promised. If he were to go back on that and become just another part of the long series of presidents, both Democrat and Republican, who have sold out the American worker, then Donald Trump will have a disastrous presidency.
What will happen in places like Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, where he won, contrary to what all these people were predicting, and I think most of his residents came from that economic nationalist vision on trade, immigration, and so on?
Laura, it will be disastrous politically, but the greater problem that I see is that it's going to be disastrous for the workers, for the very people who already have been kicked in the gut by U.S. policies. What I'm hoping is that guys like Steve Bannon have a greater role in influence and that it doesn't get turned over to the corporatist and the globalist, as has every other White House and Congress, because of the money that they pour into the campaigns. Let's be very realistic that just the election of Donald Trump prior to his swearing in and in those first weeks after changed the very dynamics of the U.S. economy. The stock market exploded in growth. Foreign governments were coming to the president saying, hey, maybe we need to rethink these trade deals, seeing the handwriting on the wall. And major U.S. corporations, from car makers to technology companies, sat at the White House and says, yeah, we're going to forego sending those jobs overseas. We're going to keep them here in America. All of that happened without a shot being fired. This is a president who is winning just on the message. He can't abandon the message. He needs to now implement that message into policy. And we're going to see America truly great again. If we don't do that, then I feel like the consequences are disastrous. But forget the politics of it. My concern is that the consequences are disastrous for people who have lost their pensions and their paychecks, and their families can barely pay the rent on the small home.
Check this out again, the LA Times piece today. Gary Cohn, again, erstwhile Goldman Sachs executive, very, very wealthy, very successful. He's been a big advocate, strong advocate for a U.S.-China investment treaty, he said. And then he has a big office on the second floor of the West Wing stacked with like-minded veterans of investment banking and noted internationalists such as Kenneth Juster, former partner at Warburg Pincus, and Andrew Quinn. Check this out, Governor. Andrew Quinn is a top negotiator of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that Obama orchestrated. That's who's in the West Wing right now. That's crazy.
Well, it's not the kind of team that Donald Trump needs around him if he's going to truly drain the swamp. You can't drain the swamp and import alligators. And that's one of the concerns I think that many of us have. I totally believe this president is sincere and genuine in wanting to change things and make them different. And he understands it. People, I think, underestimate how truly shrewd and smart he is. But I've always said from day one, even prior to his swearing in, the greatest fear I had for him is that he would be captured by the palace guard, that he would end up going native out of a sense of being held hostage within the bubble of Washington. I do think him going out and doing the rallies is an important way to stay in touch. But he has to have people around him that he trusts, but people like Bannon, people who helped him get there, that truly will remind him every single day that he is not a part of the D.C. crowd. He never will be, and frankly, he should never want to be.
Absolutely.
He should hope that they every day can't stand him, because the day they start loving and embracing him is the day that Americans start to lose.
Absolutely. Governor Mike Huckabee, words of advice and a warning. The administration, you have to stick with the people who brought you here to victory. These ideas of globalization and this so-called free trade that has been killing our middle class, we've tried it for 20 plus years, and it failed the middle class miserably. Governor, thank you, as always. Phenomenal appearance here on the Laura Ingraham Show. We'll close out this hour coming up.
The Laura Ingraham Show.